We know that so much, if not everything, in a life of Torah and mitzvahs is totally in tikkun hamidos. When the midos are off, then anything could happen. And midos play a very influential role in everything a person does, every decision, every feeling, every action, the need for fine-tuning and assuring that the midos are in proper measurement, the proper amount of each, the proper application of each, is critical to any maintaining any course in Avodas Hashem. We mentioned the other day that the Orchis Tzadikim says that a person who has a certain teva, shetivoy noite lemido ro, or shehirgul b'mido ro, or he has a hirgul that he's done some bad mida, v'lo yiten alibo loshuv imeno, and doesn't pay attention to doing tshuva from that mida, ach tomid misgaber bo, the fact that he allows one mida raw to fester and he doesn't pay attention to doing tshuva from it, and it continues to overpower him, and he acts with that mida, it says it brings him not just to a kilkul in this mida, but it affects everything. One midah that's allowed to fester. I assume what it means is that I don't appreciate the importance of midahs. I allow it to interfere with my connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Volachta Bidrocho, the Dovakta Boy, the Mahurachum, Afaturachum. And one pgam in that total package really sends a message that midas are not important, and it leads even to a person should the whole concept of tikkun hamidas, hamidas tovus, becomes something that he looks down on, that's despicable to him, all because he neglected one midah. In this parsha, we see that there's a very powerful effect of a midah of kinah. We have to preface it with the realization that when we talk about the ovois and the shivtei kor, that we're not talking about kino in any jealousy, in any form or concept that we could understand. We're talking about something that's infinitesimally small. Probably Odom Godel once put it that it's the closest thing to jealousy if you blew it up under a high-powered microscope. It's really something else altogether. But it's related to the family of jealousy. If you blew it up in human terms, in our terms, the only thing you could call it is jealousy. But we see very clearly from the psukim that this jealousy, whether it was because of the love that they felt that Yaakov had more for Yosef, or whether it was because of the chalomos, and it seems there were two different types of jealousy there, it seems from the Mefarshim. But ultimately, jealousy leads to a sinah, and it creates a tremendous kilkul, and here it created a kilkul even on their lofty level, and even the dakis of this midah that existed. But there's something interesting over here, not quite sure what it is, but when Yosef has his chaloim, so he tells it to his brothers, he tells it to his father, and his father's reaction is, Mo chaloim azeh, and he says, the Sipurno says, Ein zekiem royalev. Basically, it sounds like he's telling him, he says, this is evil heart, something's wrong with you. Like, you're going to have such a dream, Shetachshev. How could you even think? Limloi Cholenu, you're going to be the king over us? I guess that's, I think that's a posuk in Daniel, that these rayonis that you have, you know, they get rid of those rayonis that you have when you're sleeping, because this is ridiculous. This takes, there's raya lev, there's something wrong, there's something evil in your heart, that's what it sounds like, to be able to think in such a terms. Then it says, the next posuk, vayikanu boyechov ve'oviv shomar es hadovor. So the Sipurnu says, "They vayikanabu bechoshvam shebishvil ma'alosay etzel oviv rom levovay lesaper ko'ele al pnei oviv." They were jealous because they thought that because of this special treatment or special chashivos that he had by his father, that's why he had this gaiva to be able to say such a thing to his father, that he is going to be the melech over his father. V'oviv shomar es hadovar. So the Sipurna says shechoshav sheyia hachaleim amiti. He thought the chaleim is going to be true. It's really going to come true. He believed in it. V'hoyo misave umetzape sheyiskayim, and he had the desire and the awaiting. He was desirous. He was misave umetzape, awaiting and desirous and awaiting for it to happen. Ke'omron zal b'chol b'kol odom miskane chus b'mnoi v'talmidoi. As Chazal said, a person is mekane in everyone except for his son and his talmid. I guess Yosef was both. So he says that really Yaakov believed that this was going to happen. And because he believed it, and I guess since he believed it, he was misave umetzape that it should happen. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait for it to happen. He's waiting, he's waiting, he's desiring, he's chalishing. Oy, it should happen already. And that's what Chazal mean when they say, as Chazal said, a person is miskana, everyone excludes me b'noi v'talmidoi. So, it's a little bit strange what's going on over here, that because he's miskana, because he's not miskana, therefore he's mesave umetzape, and b'chlal, he held that the chaloim was based on roya lev. So, like, what's happening over here? It sounds like that mitzad echod, he felt that Yosef was, something was amiss, you know, again, on his great level, on a dachistical way, that there's some level of roya lev there to be able to think that you're going to be the melech over your father, maybe your brothers too. I don't know, it says lim lecholenu, but there was something amiss there. Afal pikein, he heard the dream, and he believed that there was truth in it. That was his hashorah, that was his interpretation, that's the way he understood it, and he accepted it. I imagine that v'hoya misave umitzape was the fact, if my son is going to be the melech, then the loving father who loves his son so much, especially Yosef, he had this special love for Yosef. So in a sense, I'm thrilled. I can't wait. I would love to see my son as the king, even if it means over me. Except if there would be kinah, then it would have affected that. So it comes out an interesting thing. The fact that it was based on roya lev, that didn't affect it. My son had this dakis on his level. It was, I guess, a problem that he has a roya lev to even be able to say such a thing. But that doesn't bother me. I believe it to be true. And because I love him so much, that even though it's a product of roya lev, I'm chalishing. I can't wait to see it happen. Mitzad sheni. On the other hand, if there would be kino, then even though I love him so much, and that love was able to be misgaber on the royal lev that I perceived in him, and realized that he should, this really is wrong, he should not be saying, he should not be relating such a chaloy, maybe having it, relating it, it's not clear. Maybe he shouldn't interpret it that way, but I see something, there's something really amiss in his, you know, on his great level, in this Yosef's thinking this, mitzad sheni, I love my son, and that doesn't interfere with it, and I await for this thought, which I really thought was machmas roya lev, I can't wait for it to happen. I believe it's true, and I can't wait for it to happen. However, if there would be a kino, if it would be possible for a father to have kina for his son or for a Talmud, then that wouldn't be, this couldn't happen. So it seems that the kina can have more of a negative impact on the love that he has for his son, even in the fact that Yaakov Avinu sees that this is Machmas Royalev. And yet, even though it's Royalev, I can still be Misava Metzapa because I love you. Kina, it seems, and that's what it seems from the Psukim too, that kina creates hatred. And I guess in this case, it might undermine love. The Achimet says, because they saw the way he was treated, there's the Pasuk he brings over here. So it seems that the kina has such a tremendous power that here you have a father who loves his son so much, and he feels his son was wrong in believing this, but yet he endorses it. He believed in the dream, and he's awaiting for it to happen, because even though this son had done something wrong in this process in believing it, but he so loves the son, he wants it to happen. But that's only because he can't feel any kina. If a person could feel kina, it can transpose a love. It's not I have a kid. I have a person. I know a strange person. I don't have a special relationship with him, and I'm jealous of him. So jealousy leads to a person to hatred. But over here, we're talking in the context of such a love. The Ben Skunim, the one that he loved the most, the love that everybody was so jealous of because of the intensity of that special relationship and everything he taught him and everything. And yet, if there would be kinah, if it would be possible to have kinah, then this could never be. That could interfere. If that's the case, then we see that, you know, L'chaira, a midah shouldn't be able to, I'm jealous, okay, I don't like this idea, I believe it's going to happen, and I felt he was wrong for saying it, but I couldn't wait for it to happen. But there's a little bit of jealousy there, and everything changes. And now I couldn't possibly have this positive feeling as a father with my love if there would be such a thing. How much kin, I don't know. You're talking about Yaakov, it can't be a very big amount of kinna. But since there's no such thing as kinna, now it's able to have it. So I think the idea of kinna being able to interfere with even loving relationships that can be tested in other ways, is something that should be of serious concern to us. Because we're all prone to kinna. Everybody wants certain things, and other people have them, and we don't, and we look, and we this. And there's a danger there that little bit of kinna can destroy a relationship. If it could destroy a loving relationship like that, which weathered other storms in this very inyan, then it certainly can destroy a normal relationship. And therefore, it's something that it requires a lot of attention. And I think Bechlal, that's the avoidus hamidus in general, because the midas control the natural feelings that we have. I could have a natural feeling of love. I could have a fatherly feeling of love. I could have a feeling of love that can't be interfered with by the fact that he spoke inappropriately about this. But kina, all of a sudden, what do you mean? I love you. I said, I'm jealous. Okay, I have a little bit of jealousy. So what? What's a little bit of jealousy? Yeah, I wish it wouldn't be true. I wish I would be the king instead. But you're the king. Okay, you're my son. No, everything changes. I can't have that feeling. So if the midas have the ability to change our natural feelings, so we're really in the grip of our midas. Unless a person is misaken the midas, then he has no control of his life, and he has no, even the natural feelings and the good feelings and the feelings that he wants to have, and maybe even the feelings that he's genetically programmed to have, will all be affected just by the fact that there's some amount of a midah ro there, which means that the avodas hamidos is a very serious in terms of maintaining the course in life and even doing the very things that we want, that we naturally are ready to do, but can all be interfered with because of a midah ro.